For What's Universe Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Greece offers its latest reform plan ahead of a crucial EU summit. Embattled Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, seeking a way out of his country's debt crisis, Wednesday pledged to present new concrete proposals involving tax and pension reforms in exchange for further bailout funds from the Eurozone. He addressed the European Parliament in Strasbourg and received a mixed reaction. Michael Thurr is a European parliamentarian.
Well, I was disappointed by what Alexis Tsipras said, because he was announcing a plan, but he did not present a plan. And we need in Greece now no new words and no new promises, but we need deeds.
With his country's banks near collapse and running out of cash, Mr. Tsipras said he's confident of meeting an end-of-the-week final deadline European leaders have given him to reach a bailout deal. He defended his country's reluctance to agree to new austerity measures in exchange for aid, saying 5 years of austerity have proved to be a failure. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir is in power. He spoke Wednesday in Nairobi as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate.
Should President Kiir remain adamant and refuse to hand over power to the people, then the citizens have every right to rise and overthrow his regime. The SPLM would like to appeal to all peace-loving member states of the international community to withdraw their support and recognition from the illegitimate and genocidal government of Salva Kiir and isolate it maximally.
South Sudan has endured 18 months of civil war between forces loyal to President Kiir and those allied with Mr. Machar. This is VOA News. Trading on the New York